Anyways, Asa came back from camp this year. He was pretty fired up for God and for getting involved in work. And so, like any responsible set of parents, he was put to work by the leadership. And because you never want to, isn't there a parable, a proverb about that? Never throttle the horse or something like that when he's ready to plow, or I don't know. I'll have to look it up. You leave me a hang on the lynch? Okay, I know there's something about that, but anyways, I'll look it up. Anyways, Asa is taking on, he's being an intern for our high school and middle school group, and so he's organizing some things, going to lead some things for that. So let's listen and see what he has to say tonight.
All right. How's everyone doing? That is great. So tonight, I would like to talk about fellowship and the importance that I believe that I believe fellowship is in our Christian walk today. So why did I pick this subject? Kind of going back to what Jim said, when I came back from camp, I wanted to try and do something with our high school group and the middle school group to try and basically fellowship with other kids from other churches. So what I thought was, why don't we get other youth groups from a couple of the churches in Southern California and try and have some sort of bi-monthly, quarterly, something kind of event that we can do to just spend time with each other and just learn about God and enjoy each other's company. And I think it's pretty important for these kids to experience that because at least for me, I don't think I was able to experience that much of it, at least outside of the church. The only time I get to really see anyone from a different church would be the occasional countywide Devo or the Ventura Youth Forum or a camp. And so I think it's a pretty important tool that we can use to encourage our high schoolers to see what other churches are like, to be able to fellowship with each other, and just to become a well-rounded Christian. So what is fellowship? Webster defines fellowship as a friendly association, especially with people who share like interests. And that can define a typical fellowship here. We're all here because we want to learn about God, or we're curious about God. But God is in the center of why we're here. So that I enjoy the definition, but what is Christian fellowship? So I looked around the internet at different little blogs or forums or something, and I found this one definition that was pretty interesting. And the author says that Christian fellowship is the mutually beneficial relationship between Christians who cannot have the identical relationship with those outside of the faith. And when I first read that, I kind of thought, that's a good definition, but it seems kind of harsh. It kind of defines us as people who are very recluse, and we can't like branch out or anything. And so I kind of wanted to add on to that definition, I believe that even though we cannot have this identical relationship with those outside of the faith, it doesn't mean we can't try to have that relationship with them, whether that being evangelism. Just general outreach to anyone in need, and just talking to any kind of stranger that you see on the street, anything like that. So knowing that, I will revisit that little topic later on, but I want to go a little more into depth into fellowship. So if you turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 9 through 12. I'll race you there. All right. All right, so verses 9 through 12, it says, where is it? Oh, sorry. I'm in Ephesians. That's another E. Hey, Galatians, that's not you. Yeah, I kind of figured. I haven't recited the books of the Bible in a long time. Bear with me. I use the internet, so I don't really get to flip through a Bible very often. Here we go. We're almost there. Bear with me. Almost there, guys. Just wait. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Not very good at this. Hey, yeah, sure, please. I would love that. yes, yeah.
Two are better than one because they have a good reward.
There it is. Yeah, exactly.
For if they fall, one will lift up the other. But woe to the one who is alone and falls and does not have others to help. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm, but how can one keep warm alone? And though one might prevail against another, two will withstand one. A threefold cord is not good for one.
Thank you. So in my opinion, that kind of sums up fellowship. Two is better than one, basically. You being alone as a Christian is not as beneficial as you being with another person. And we have a lot of benefits that come with fellowship. In Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, it says, "Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another." And it's also another example of fellowship, like not being alone. Like iron doesn't sharpen itself. It needs another thing of iron to sharpen another piece of iron. So anyways, the benefits of having one another in our lives is very exponential. But the dangers of being alone are equally exponential, in my opinion. We don't have the benefits of bearing each other's burdens, brotherly and sisterly love, common goals and beliefs, members of a community or a physical fellowship, etc., etc. The list goes on. And all these benefits turn into encouragement that we give each other. We either give encouragement or we receive encouragement, or in a lot of cases we do both. It's encouragement to keep walking with God, and let's see, and just as Jesus instructed us to do in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25, if I can find this before Jim. There it is. It says, "Let us not give up meeting together, and some are in the habit, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." So Jesus encourages us to encourage each other. But it also says, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing." He warns us not to do that. And I've been guilty of not wanting to really meet up with some people here, or just be a recluse and not reap the benefits of having a Christian body around me. But the practice of a constant fellowship protects us from being that way. So now that we know the benefits of fellowship, we want to make what we have available to everyone. And but at the same time, we also should be careful of that. And I'm talking about just going out on your own and trying to evangelize by yourself. Because there are there are some dangers of doing it just with yourself, as described in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 13. And so this is, Paul describing how the nation of Israel kind of got a little complacent with their faith, and they eventually fell for the worldly pleasures. So it says, "For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud, and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered over the desert. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in pagan revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 of them died. We should not test the Lord as some of them did and were killed by snakes, and do not grumble as some of them did and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." So like I said, the passage described the nation of Israel, who eventually fell for a lot of these worldly ways, and they fell for the pagan worshiping, and all in all, my point out of this section is that we must be careful to not distract ourselves from the overall goal of bringing others into the body, because we are all equally we are all. The word has left me. We're equally likely to fall into that sort of temptation. So the Israelites were examples for us to learn from and help protect ourselves from the worldly pleasures that Satan tempts us with. In this case, those temptations could come from anyone who is not part of our fellowship. But do not fear. God is with us if we stand firm in our faith. As it says in verse 12 and 13, it says, "So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." So God will protect us if we stand firm in our faith. And before I end this little lesson, I want to close with, this passage in Philippians chapter 2. And I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 5. I can find it again. There it is. So Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. "If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ. So in my opinion, I think this passage kind of sums up fellowship and what we can do and what we shouldn't do. So if you are in need of any kind of fellowship or any kind of help, prayers, encouragement, or anything, we have people here who can definitely help you as we stand and sing our invitation song.